For more on the game, our sports correspondent Hamish Bidwell is with us, as is South African sports reporter Ken Borland. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
I wonder if I could start first perhaps with you, Ken. Now that we've got both teams, we know the teams and the All Black team out yesterday. What, from a South African perspective, what do you make of this All Black side from what you've seen?
I think it's pretty much what a lot of people in South Africa expected, obviously, with the big talking point of Richie Moonga playing fly half and Burden Barrett at fullback. South Africa will be delighted that Brodie Retallick's not there. I mean, he is just such an influence in any rugby game he plays. So that's a massive loss for New Zealand, we believe. And I think given the strengths that the Springboks believe they have, I don't think they're too surprised that Moonga is playing. He's a great game manager and probably more adept at handling the rush defence than Burden Barrett. Burden Barrett at the back, he'll have more space, he'll have more time, and the Springboks know that if they kick poorly, then Burden Barrett is probably the greatest counter-attacker in the game at the moment.
Hamish Bidwell, what do you make of the selection, in particular on the wings, George Bridge and Sebu Reese? They are relatively inexperienced for a World Cup. What does that suggest to you?
I suggest the All Blacks haven't really got many options. Rico Ioane couldn't be picked, neither could Ben Smith on the wing. So Reese and Bridge are raw. They're energetic, they have good work rates, but they're unproven. So if I was South Africa, I'd kick to them a lot, especially to Reese, try and test them under the high ball, see how accurate he can be. Hansen's prided himself on playing two fullbacks at least in the back three, guys who can get up the high balls and take them easily, and he's had to go away from that tactic partly because Ben Smith's form sort of plummeted so badly. So, yeah, I think they're an area where South Africa should target. I mean, they played so well against the Wallabies, Bridge and Reese, but Jaco Piper was the referee, and that they allowed a lot of latitude, and the Wallabies were really poor, and I wouldn't judge those two on that performance. I think South Africa would be a better barometer of how good those guys are as wings in international rugby.
Well, let's talk about the referee. It is Jerome Garcia, who was the Frenchman who was the referee in the last time these two teams played, sent off the lock Scott Barrett. And I see Ken Rassiah-Rasmus, the Springbok coach, has been trying to lay a bit of a groundwork there and have a crack to say that the All Blacks have been getting it easy from the referees.
Yeah, I think there's no question that Rassiah is trying to put a bit of pressure on the referees, a bit of psychological warfare there, if you like. I think it's not just South Africa who feel that perhaps New Zealand got the rub of the green more than other teams before this year. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons the All Blacks haven't quite enjoyed as much success this year as they have in the past, is suddenly those 50-50 decisions don't seem to be going their way.
Well, that's a big call. Let me put that to Hamish, because you could argue, I mean, Jerome Garcia sent off Scott Barrett for something which, well, many New Zealanders felt was not entirely justified.
Oh, that was a shoulder to the head. You've got to go for that. The head has to be sacrosanct. There were no arms in the tackle. It was a textbook shoulder charge. He needed to go. It was an element of bad luck in the way that the player fell, but no, that was a send-off every day of the week. And Ken's right, there's been an unconscious or otherwise bias towards the All Blacks. There always is the dominant teams in any sport. In cricket, a dominant batsman has to be plumber than plumb to be given out. You know, it's just the way people defer to the best, and there's been a change in that a little bit, and the All Blacks are vulnerable, and the referee sense that as much as anyone, and Garcia has not favoured the All Blacks particularly at any time, going back to things like the 2017 British and Irish Lions series where the refereeing was a great leveller in that series. So, yeah, I would expect this game to be typical of that.
All right, fair enough. Ken Borland, what do you make of the conditions? So we know it's very hot, humidity, but the potential for a greasy ball, is that going to be a factor?
Very much so, and that's one of the major reasons why South Africa went to Japan so early. You know, they've been there for 3 weeks now. Had a warm-up game against Japan just to really get a proper look at the conditions, and there's no doubt that, you know, humidity is going to play a big factor, a damp ball, plus there's really bad weather forecast for Saturday, so conditions are not going to be very conducive for expansive rugby, running rugby, which certainly plays into the hands of the Springboks, I would say.
Hamish, I wonder if one thing going in the All Blacks' favour is the coach, Steve Hansen. He had a bit of a wobble this year with that loss in Perth, but he seems to have got his mojo back and he certainly seems confident that he's got this All Black team firing.
Yeah, I think Steve Hansen's lost a bit of his lustre. I think he's become a bit reactionary. I think he's chasing the game. He was always out in front, always the pacemaker, always smarter than everyone else. And I don't think he is anymore. I think he's had to... I think he's having to play catch-up. I think he's fallible. I think the team he's picked isn't going to be that good in these wet conditions. He's picked a fast, dry-track team that are going to play at pace. They're going to move the ball. This is going to be a game that's going to require accuracy and patience and field position if the conditions live up to the billing. So I think it's going to be an interesting test of what Steve Hansen's picked. And I think this tournament might be one too far for him, to be honest.
All right. Fascinating stuff. Hamish Bidwell, thank you very much. Our sports correspondent and South African sports reporter there, Ken Borland, for that assessment and analysis.